Why are we here today? Why are we here today, children? You might have heard this week at school or many other places that today is Halloween. Have you heard about that? People are talking a lot about that, isn't it? And at Halloween, people like to focus on dark things, scary things. But when God calls us to come together on a Sunday, we come not to focus on dark things, but on the light of God that has shone in Jesus Christ. That's why we are here today, to celebrate Jesus, who is of the world. It's so good to be here for that reason, isn't it? And maybe you're here also and you've had a hard week. And sometimes we think on a Sunday, we come after a hard week and we say, well, let's forget about that week and focus on God. But sometimes, friends, it's better to say, okay, that's been a hard week. Let me not forget about it. Let me bring it to God. Let me bring it to Him who cares for me, cares for my needs. And that's what we're going to do now as we start our service with our first song, which is called Light of the World. Jesus stepped down into darkness and showed us the way to life.
Let's say a prayer while we're standing up. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that Jesus is the light of the world. Please help us this morning as we learn more about that truth and as we worship you. Amen. Please take a seat. And I do believe there's someone coming to visit us that I'm a little bit nervous about. His name is Saul. Here he is. Hi, Saul.
Hello, Joe.
What have you been up to?
Hello, everyone. Well, I'm Saul. I'm a teacher of Israel, and I've been on some very important business, putting Christians in prison for worshipping Jesus.
Oh, that sounds really scary.
Yeah, they should be scared.
So are you scared of anything?
Maybe a little, Joe, but I know that because I'm a good man who keeps the law that God gave to Israel, God is with me and I have nothing to fear.
Really? Like nothing? Not even darkness or death or evil things? You're not scared of any of that?
Yeah, they are scary, but I'm sure God is with me.
Who is this God? We're talking about Jesus, the God who died for us on a cross.
No, not Jesus. How dare you say that? You're not a Christian, are you, Joe?
Yes, I am. I'm a Christian.
Goodness me, we could get in trouble with me if you keep on believing in Jesus.
Please don't put me in prison. We just want to talk to you. We just want to find out a little bit about you.
Okay, we can talk, but you must stop believing in Jesus. He's not the Son of God. He was defeated by death on a cross. How can Jesus destroy anything? He's weak. God's Son couldn't die on a cross.
What? That doesn't sound right, does it? Jesus died on a cross and then he rose again 3 days later.
I don't believe it. I don't. Enough of that. Let's talk about something else. What's all this stuff?
These boxes here, you might have spotted them already, are for a game called Destroy or Defeat. Called Destroy or Defeat. You have to say it. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Destroy.
Excellent. We need 4 volunteers who are not allergic to anything to come on up and see if they can destroy what is in these boxes.
Cool. I'm excited. I like destroying things.
Ooh. Yeah. Anyone? Okay. In these boxes are things to destroy, and you are only allowed to use yourself to destroy it, and you're not allowed to take it off this stage. I'm going to give you a minute to destroy what's in there. When it's time, not yet, watch it. When it's time, you need to get it up, you can show it to everyone, and then you've got to see if you can destroy it, or you might be defeated by it. Do you think you can destroy it?
Yeah,
let's see. Can we have some cheers? Can we have a cheer for the greens?
Yeah.
Can we have a cheer for some yellows?
Yeah.
Some cheers for some blues? And cheers for the reds. Okay, are you ready, children? Are you ready? Yes? On your marks. Get set. Go! Go, 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 go. Get it out. Show everyone what it is. You've got to destroy what it is. Can you physically use what yourself? You could. Can you destroy it? Can you destroy what's in there? You might have to take it apart. You can. Destroy it. Oh, that's it. Oh. Okay. careful of the
careful,
stage, Logan.
Logan.
You've got to use
no,
yourself.
No, no,
you're
no,
not
no,
only
no.
allowed to use yourself.
No, no, no.
Use yourself.
You can only use your hands.
That's
you,
it.
You can only
destroy it.
You can only use
it?
Your hands.
Come on. I think Logan's got a brick. I think Noah's got a book. And I went, oh, what have you got there? Something yummy? Something good? Yes? And what do we have? I do think this is chocolate over here. They're doing really well. Okay, you've got 15 seconds. Come on.
Go on.
Destroy or defeat.
Wow.
Destroy or defeat. Ready? 10.
People.
9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Stop!
Whoa.
Wow. Stop there. Give yourself a press. Stand up, stand up. Let's see how we did. Sophie had chocolate. How did you do?
Time's up, Logan.
Some of it's been stumped, some of it's been eaten. How did you do, Owen? Pretty. He destroyed
a bag
of crisps.
No, he destroyed it.
Oh, Noah, did you destroy a book?
Oh, well done.
He destroyed a book. I don't think that's very useful anymore, thanks.
Well done.
Logan, did you manage to destroy a brick?
Tiny bit.
Oh, come on, did you destroy it?
I know you did.
It's still whole, isn't it? That's one whole brick. That is, you've been defeated by a brick.
Can I have a go?
Ooh.
Can I have a go? Oh, surely.
Can you break it?
Logan scratched it.
That's still not destroyed, is it?
No. It's impossible.
No, you've been defeated. It's impossible. Well done. Can you give the children a big round of applause? Thank you, Logan. Go and sit down.
I want to try again later.
Yeah, take the crisp with you. Go for it. Wow. Well, that was a bit frustrating, wasn't
it? It's very frustrating. I don't like it when I get defeated.
Now, I tell you what, that brick is a little bit like death. It's really hard. We can't destroy it. It's impossible. It's impossible for anyone to destroy it.
Did you hear that, everyone? I agree with you, Joe. You can't destroy death. No man can destroy death. Death is what happens because of our sins, when our life comes to an end. Because we've rejected God, who gives life, we die. God is the giver of life, but he takes it away from those who reject him. Man can't destroy death, but God can. God can raise us again. And here's why I don't like Jesus. Because Jesus, he died. He was defeated by death on the cross. So I say, keep the law. Be a good person, then you will be raised by God at the end of time.
No, 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 no. But so God has already done that in Jesus. Jesus rose again, didn't he, boys and girls? Jesus rose again, and because he came from God, if you reject Jesus, you will die without God and without hope.
So
Jesus
stop it.
Destroyed death.
Stop it, Joe. Enough. Everyone knows that Jesus was defeated by death. Okay? God was not with him. He was weak. I know what is right. I don't need any of you to tell me differently.
Why can't you see that Jesus is the light?
Quiet.
You are in darkness, Saul.
Quiet. You're lucky I don't put you in prison right now. I've had enough of all of you. I'm going. But I better not see you around here again.
He's a bit scary, isn't he? Bye, Saul. Everyone say bye, Saul. Bye, Saul. Right. I've just trodden in a lot of crisps, which is very exciting. Right, it is time for our reading, except that our reading is so short, I thought we would all learn it all together. It's so short. So I wonder if we're gonna learn it in the dark, which is a bit weird, but you'll see why. It's going to make sense. And also, I've got a little / a really big torch. Oh, I just shone it in somebody's eyes. I've got a really big torch. You can see me. I can't see you, but you can see me. And here's our reading for today. I'm going to read it to us, and then we're all going to say it all together. So here it is. Christ Jesus has destroyed. We've just seen a whole lot of people destroying things up here. But Christ Jesus has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Now, immortality is a big word, isn't it? And it means everlasting life. It means life that goes on forever and ever. That's what Jesus has brought us through the gospel. So I'm going to say it one more time, and then we're going to say it all together. Christ Jesus has destroyed death and has brought life
and immortality to light through the gospel. And it's in 1 Timothy 1 verse 10. So do you reckon you can all say that with me? Can you all say that? Here we go. Christ Jesus has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. 2 Timothy 1 verse 10. There's a chance I said that wrong a minute ago. Now I reckon, this is my big torch, I'm just going to shine some light on it and see if we can do a bit of destroying of this darkness. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, there we go. Can we say it again? Do you think it's kind of blocked out a bit of it? But I reckon you can remember it. Here we go, one more time. Christ Jesus has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. 2 Timothy 1 verse 10. Oh, good job, guys. Let's see if we can do one more time. A bit more light on it. Let's see what happens. Here we go, 1, 2, 3. Oh, here we go. Let's see if we can say it now. There's less of it that you can see. It's getting tougher. Here we go. Christ Jesus has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. 2 Timothy 1 verse 10. This is going to be so embarrassing if I can't remember it now, isn't it? Because what's going to happen? We're going to shine a little bit more light and let's see if we can destroy it completely. And here we go. 1, 2, 3. Woo! Here we go. Oh, even more light. This is getting good. Let's go. Christ Jesus has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. 2 Timothy 1 verse 10. One last go. Let's see if we can do it. Here we go. Let's shine the torch not on your eyes. 1, 2, 3. Whoa! Look at that. Here we go. Let's turn this torch off so I don't blind people. Ready? Oh, there's nothing there. Let's see what we can remember. Christ Jesus has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. 2 Timothy 1 verse 10. You guys are ace. Now, you definitely got that in your heads now, which is a good thing because Ben is going to come and tell us what that means and explain it a bit more to us.
Well done, everyone. You did really well. Now I'm going to introduce you to one of my friends. They're just over here. Can we all say hello to Fred? Hi, Fred. Hello, Fred. Hello. Welcome to church this morning. Are you okay?
Hello, everyone. I'm Fred, but people call me Frightened Fred.
Why do people call you Frightened Fred?
Well, what do you think, Joe? I'm frightened.
Oh, what are you frightened of, Frightened Fred?
Oh, so many things, Joe. But the worst thing is death. Oh, does that scare you, Joe?
Do you know what, Fred? It does sometimes. It does frighten me. I was also scared earlier when I saw that Saul guy. He threatened to put me in prison, didn't he? He threatened me.
Oh, why did he do that?
Well, he said it was because I was a Christian.
He's so scary. Although he's a Christian, he still sounds scary to me. Oh. I hope he doesn't turn up unexpectedly.
Well, here he is. I am. I'm going to go.
Hello? Hello?
I'm not a Christian, I promise.
Oh, don't be frightened. Don't be frightened. What's your name?
Frightened Fred.
But I said don't be frightened, Fred.
No, that's my name. Frightened Fred.
Oh. Well, don't be frightened of me, Frightened Fred. I've stopped putting Christians in prison now. I've stopped hurting them. In fact, I've also believed in Jesus. I've changed. He's given me a new mission to tell the gospel to everyone, to the Greeks and to all the nations, to tell them the good news that Jesus rose again from the dead. That's why people call me Paul now, because that's my Greek name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But what happened to you? What brought about this change? Paul, you're in chains.
Yeah, I'm in chains now for the gospel. But I'm really glad you asked what happened to me, Fred, because It's really important, everyone. I didn't know it, but do you remember what I was like before? I was in darkness. I thought I knew God, but I didn't. And that's why I did so many evil things, because I was in darkness. And it was very, very dark. Oh, that's why I did so many of these evil things. And if you remain in darkness like I was, then there's no hope for the future. Only death. Death is really bad, Fred.
Oh, no, I know. That's what Joe said to me earlier. Is there any way out of the darkness and death? I'm so scared of it. I have friends who don't seem scared of it, like I am. But they never let themselves think about it. Is that the way?
No, that's not the way. You can't ignore it, friends. Everybody dies. Everybody dies. And imagine if you have a disease. Does it help you if you ignore it? Does it? No, it doesn't. What do you need to do? You need to treat it, don't you? So we can't ignore death. And here's what you need to learn, everyone. We all die because we have turned away from God. And when we look at all of the Bible, we see that there are three types of death, which are coming up on the screen now. There's spiritual death. And this is what it's like when we're in darkness. We are blind. We cannot see. Secondly, there is physical death. Our bodies die. And then there is eternal death, where we will be away from God's blessing forever. Oh, it's really bad, everyone. Look, some people think that there is only physical death because that's all they can see. But the gospel tells us, no, there's also spiritual death and eternal death. So, friends, we can't ignore death. It's really bad. And we need to know how to escape it. And when I was in darkness, I thought that the way out of death was by me being a good person and keeping Israel's law. But I was in darkness. I was in darkness. But then, out of nowhere, the light shone in the darkness. And I saw Jesus rose again from the dead. And he is now in the heavenly places. Jesus has destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Jesus is the light. And when we turn to him, we receive life. This is amazing. And this is what I'm here to tell all of you. If you believe in Jesus, you do not need to be afraid of the dark. You do not need to fear death. He rose again from the dead, and if you believe in him, you will also rise with him to eternal life. It's amazing, Fred. It's really amazing.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. There is life. Paul, I want to believe it. But how can this be? How can Jesus destroy death when we couldn't?
It's a really good question. How can Jesus destroy death when we... Do you remember what happened with that brick earlier? Do you remember what happened? And Logan was trying to destroy it, wasn't he? Why couldn't he destroy it? Let me find that brick. Oh, here it is. Do you remember this? And he couldn't destroy it, could he? Because, and I tried as well. But we were not strong enough. We were not strong enough. Friends, we all die because of our own failures, our own weaknesses, our own sin. Because we've rejected God, we receive the punishment of death. We don't deserve life. But Jesus lived the perfect life. Jesus was righteous. And God saw the life of Jesus. And he saw it and said, that is my son. With him I am well pleased. So Jesus, when Jesus died on the cross, I used to think it was because he was weak. But now I see that he rose again means he is strong. He destroyed death. It's like, friends, I can't destroy this brick with my own hands. But when I use this, now I can destroy this brick. Oh. Ah. See, this brick is now broken. Can you see that? That's what Jesus did to death.
Wow, Paul.
He broke it.
This is such good news.
It's amazing.
Jesus destroyed death for us.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yeah. But it gets even better, Fred. He's also brought life to light through the gospel.
Well, what does that mean, Paul? How does the gospel bring life to light?
That's a brilliant question. Now, we're going to do this together, kids. So by your chairs, at the back of your chairs, there should be a light. Can you find that? Underneath the chairs even. Good, good. Have you found it? Good. Don't turn it on yet. Don't turn it on yet. We'll turn it on later. What is darkness? What is darkness? Darkness is the absence of light. We can't turn on the darkness, can we? You can't flip a switch and turn on darkness. But you can turn off the light. Like this. Oh, it's gone. And do you remember what I said earlier about when we are in darkness? When we are in darkness, there's death. There's spiritual death. There's physical death. There's eternal death. But what do you do when there's darkness? Not yet. What do you do when there's darkness? You turn on the light, isn't it? So friends, turn on your lights. Turn on your lights. Wow, the switch is underneath the light. Oh, wow. Isn't that amazing? Friends, look around the room. Look around the room. Yes, good. That's what happens when we hear the gospel. The gospel brings the life to light. We turn on the light in the darkness. We look to Jesus when we're in darkness. Can you see all that, Fred?
Wow. There is light. This is so exciting. Paul, tell me more about the life which has come to light through the gospel.
It's good, yeah. The gospel shines the light on the life. Now, when we were in death, it took away from us life, didn't it? But the life that Jesus gives us everything back that death tried to take from us. Look on the screen. Can you see that? Through Jesus, we receive spiritual life. The Holy Spirit makes us alive. And because of Jesus, we get physical life. We will be resurrected. And then, eternal life. Life forever with God. The gospel shows us where life is. It is found in Jesus. God proved it by raising him from the dead. And now he is alive in the heavenly places, giving us life. This is amazing, isn't it?
Oh, that is so amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling me all this.
Yeah.
It changes everything.
It does. It really does.
I don't need to be scared of death with Jesus.
Yeah.
Joe
should be
scared
of
you, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
I've decided to come back on the stage. I'm feeling a little nervous.
Don't be scared, Joe.
You're saying I don't need to be scared. And that's because of Jesus, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's because of what he's done in the gospel.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for helping us understand this, Paul. Isn't that amazing that there's power in Jesus? Just like we've been learning about. Oh, hello, Frightened Fred. And I do believe you might have a visitor with you. Hello? Who is this with me, Fred?
this with you, Frightened Fred?
I'm no longer frightened, Fred. Since I said to Jesus, I'm not as frightened.
Oh.
And people just call me Fred.
Oh, right.
Oh, hi, Sandra. Sandra, hello. Oh,
hello. But people call me scared, Sandra.
Wait, don't, I wonder why you're called that, but don't answer it. Yes, I'm guessing it's because you're scared.
Yes, I am scared. Scared of everything, especially the dark.
Ooh. I think it might go dark. He's a bit scary. Hold on. That's just Ben. We're not scared of Ben. He's harmless. Fred, you've been able to help. Have you been able to help Sandra with any of her fears? Do you remember that Jesus has destroyed death?
Yes. Yes, I remember that. He destroyed death and brought life to life through the gospel, and it changed everything for me. But then
I realised that there's still lots of things apart from death that make me scared. And Sandra is scared of a lot of things, Joe.
Oh, I can see that. She does seem quite scared.
She does.
Like the darkness.
Or bad people.
Tall people.
Loneliness. Were being bullied at school or being mocked?
Yes, everything. Sometimes I look at the world and there are so many bad things happening. It makes me feel very down. Is there any hope in this dark world?
I don't know how to answer these questions, Joe.
Well, they are very good questions, aren't they, boys and girls? So I'm going to ask you guys to have a little think about this question that's going to come on the screen. Jesus destroyed death for us. How does this help us face other scary things? If Jesus has destroyed death, how can we face other scary things? I just want you to chat for 1 minute with the people in your group, maybe the people you've come with. If you have not come with anyone, then someone next to you, please welcome other people, and I'll give you a minute to answer that question. 15 more seconds. Good, there's some great conversations happening, even between Fred and Sandra. They're having a good chat. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's come back. It's a hard question, isn't it?
Yes, it's a really hard question, Joe. I tried to talk about it with Sandra, but all we did is find more things she's scared of. Halloween has made it even worse with all these pumpkins and things. Tall man, you have a Bible in your hand.
Yeah.
Can you help us?
Well, yeah.
We're so scared if Jesus has destroyed death.
Yeah. Look, friends, it's normal to be scared of things. We all get scared, don't we? Even me as a tall man, I get scared. And sometimes short people can be scary too. Goodness. Anyway, look, it is true. Jesus has defeated death. He's destroyed it. And that means that we can face anything with him. We do not have to lose hope. Just because he's destroyed death, it doesn't mean we won't get scared. But when we do get scared, Jesus will be with you. Does that make sense, Fred or Sandra?
But how do you know that? How do you know he will help us through when we get lonely or bullied or mocked and even physically hurt? Sometimes I get really sad, Ben. How can Jesus help me then?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Because we're not only scared of death, are we? There's many things. Sandra was saying that we can get scared of being lonely. Or we can get scared of a lot of bad things happening in the world. We can get scared of bad people. So how does death help us? How does it help us that Jesus has destroyed it? Here's what you need to learn. This is what the Bible teaches. Death is the worst thing we will ever face. It's called the last enemy. because it's the worst thing. It's the thing we all fear the most. So if Jesus has destroyed the worst thing ever, the worst thing ever, if he's destroyed that, and he's brought you through that, he will bring you through that time, then that means he will be with you through everything else. He will always be with you. He will never leave you. He will never leave you. He entered into our darkness, to the deepest darkness, and he was with us then. He will always be with you, friends. He will always be with you. This is what, do you remember we saw Paul earlier? Do you remember Paul? He was in chains, wasn't he? Do you remember that? That was because he was in prison for the gospel. And he was very lonely. And this is what Paul said when he was in prison. This is how Jesus, having defeated death, helped Paul. Look at the words which are coming on the screen. This is what he says to Timothy. And Timothy was also scared. Timothy was also a scared person. This is what he says. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone left me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side, so that through me, the message might be fully proclaimed and all the nations might hear it. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Jesus was at the side of Paul. When Paul was lonely, when people left him, when he was in darkness, Jesus stood by him and gave him strength. And he will do that for you too, friends, if you trust in him. He will be with you. I know many of you are going through really hard and dark times. Young or old, we all get scared, don't we? We all get scared. I want you to know this, friends. I want you to know this. If Jesus has destroyed death and brought light to life through the gospel, you don't need to fear anything. You don't need to fear. He will be with you. He will be with you. I can testify to that in my own life. Very bad times, Jesus has been with me. It doesn't mean he just takes it all away straight away, but it does mean he will be with you. So friends, trust in Jesus. Believe in Jesus. Hold to Jesus. Kids, I want to do this one last time with you. I want to teach you what to do when you get very sad and down. I want you to turn to Jesus, just like when it gets dark, we turn on the light. So pick up your lights again. Pick up your lights again. The room is going to go really dark. Look, turn on your lights. Turn on the lights. Good. Look around you. Look at all the lights. That's what I want you to do when you feel very low and down and sad. To turn on the light, which is to look to Jesus. He will be with you. He will always be with you. Let's have the lights back on. I'm going to pray for us now before we go to a final song, and pray that God will show us these truths about Jesus. So friends, let's bow our heads in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you that when you saw us in darkness, when you saw how we had rejected you, you did not leave us alone. But you sent your son Jesus to be with us, to enter into our darkness and to bring us out of it, to enter into death and to bring us out of it. Jesus destroyed death. Father, we thank you for this. I pray that you would help every young one who is here this morning to keep trusting in you when they get sad. that they would look to you through all of their life. And I pray, Lord, for us who are older, Lord, we don't look at these things and think, oh, that's just for others. That's for us, Lord. We need to hear this in the times that we are in. Please make yourself known to us. Make your presence known so that we can say with Paul that when everything seemed hopeless, Jesus stood at our side and gave us strength. Let us always remember that. In his great name we pray. Amen. Amen.